Torah, start your way the Torah way. Oh, the Gemara says in Menachos, on mitzvahs, tzitzis, chaviv in Yisrael, is a chaviv is the klal Yisrael, she's sivvah mitzvahs, right? We are soviv, we are surrounded with mitzvahs. We've got tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. Which the Gemara says, v'aleim omer David, sheva b'yoyim, hilal ticha. What's the sheva, Rashi says, what's the seven? So you've got tefillin is two, parashah of Yisrael, one on his hand, one on his head. But then the tzitzis is another four, that makes six, and the mezuzah number seven. That's the chavivas of Klal Yisrael, it's sivvah mitzvahs. That we're solving these mitzvahs the whole day. Tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. The Gemara Karzim says, v'schartim is kol mitzvahs Hashem. How do you, the reminder of kol mitzvahs Hashem, the Gemara dash, that shkola mitzvahs tzitzis, k'neged kol mitzvahs. Rashi says, how do we see that? Because of the Loshon, it's kol mitzvahs Hashem. Here, the Torah took out this mitzvah and told us that this mitzvah reminds us of all the mitzvahs. It's mashma that this mitzvah is meduit, this mitzvah is k'neged kol mitzvahs. Nach dort die Gemara, Pissen Zoi mit Zitzitze, Zeuche Meroi hat mehr Schinnen. Er hat Möte gesagt, so Pissen Zoi, it doesn't mit Zitzitze, so wie es darf zu sein. It's Talis Gold and Talis Kotten, as we're going to see mit Zishem, as much time as we have. The Zeuche to see the Schinnen. Die Gemara kann ich sagen, the person is careful with Zitzitz, Tfillin again, then it's a Chuta Meshulash, Zitzitz, Tfillin and Mezuzah, all three together is what we call Chuta Meshulash, Shalom Mehim Yenotik, and Mele will save him the whole day. It's Mufta, Becheskas Shleyechto. Person's careful and sits, is filling a mezuzah, surrounding those mitzvahs, he's able to come to his shchina, and he'll be becheskas shloyachto. I want to speak a little bit about the ituf of tzitzis, talus golden, talus golden, work out exactly what the halacha is. Everyone knows we throw it over our head and we bang it around, right, left, once, twice. What's the ik halacha? Yeah? We're going to come out, the ik halacha is klar, you don't need to do it. Don't need to do it, ituf isn't, that's not ituf. Some are showing it, we're going to get them to Shem, we're going to see. The Torah starts off. Miyadach to this dad, first woke up in the morning. Yeah, he's got hanokas on my book, up to simachas now. He wakes up, he's washed his hands, he's now up to ituf tzitzis. For Mu'omad, you stand up, and you are misatav tzitzis. This Mu'omad comes from Oymeh. We learn from Oymeh that mitzvah should be done standing up. That's Mu'omad. It's up the Torah, what you're supposed to do. But say that tifosu. So it starts with the Goyim. The Goyim said that you have to atifas yishmeilim. Right, we know the Ishmaelim are all wrapped around. Atifas Ishmaelim. Shehi Atifa Gemurah. That's the Goyim's way of doing Atifa, a proper Atifa. Zot the Beis Yosef, where are they coming from? So first of all, Zot the Beis Yosef, what's the Brocha? Asherik Dishonu. Mitzvah Yisrael and Talis God, Divine, at least we make this Brocha. Leis Atef Batzitzis. Now, if you just wear it normally, you should be saying Lechasos. What's Loshon is Atef Batzitzis. So the Brocha in itself, Zot the Goyim, is Miramis to us, they have to do something more than just wearing it. We have to do something called Ituf. What is ituf? On that we've got a Gemara in Mode Cotton on the Beis Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Kol Atifa, She'ena Atifas Yishma'elim, Ein Atifa, you want to know what Atifa is, you've got to go to the Yishma'elim. They know what Atifa is all about, they know how to do Atifa. You go, they watch them, and they'll show you how to do Atifa. Mechbi Rav Nachman, so Nachman, the person who doesn't know exactly what Yishma'elim are doing, Ad Guvi Dikna. Rashi says, Mechbi Rav Nachman, Nachman showed, took a talis and showed his Talmidim, how you do this atifas yishmeilim? You do it ad guvi dikna, gumois shabalechi v'lematon piv. Right, just past your mouth. That's what Rav Nachman showed. That means you take the talis, you throw it over your head, you have to do atifa gemura. So that's number one. We'll see exactly how to do it, see soon. But the first shittas of the Torah is a goelim, that it's not enough just to wear it. You got to do an atifa, throw it over your head, like the yishmeilim did. Zot the means not the Torah weiter. Bale ito holds? No, lo bein kol ha'ay. You don't need to do this whole ituf. Elokdech ne eldom, you wear your talis. Sometimes it's above your head, sometimes it's off your head. Sometimes you go begilu harosh, and sometimes you go bekisui harosh. Here comes the grace of Taz, everyone knows the loshon of the Be'aleto was in go begilu harosh. And the Beis Yosef is very upset about this, there's no such thing. How can, especially not in davening, you can't daven without a kapalon. So Beis Yosef wants to learn that he's got a kapalon besides the talis. Okay, that's another whole shmuz latzman. Here's the Gois of Taz and Simachas, which Loilim like to quote. That's a chi of Gomer to wear a kapel. If you look at the Taz inside, you'll see it doesn't say that at all. The Taz says that because in the olden days, I'm just throwing this agav completely, the derech was, there wasn't such a musuk of seeing a goy on the street without a kapel or a cap on. There was no such thing. It was nimusi, as we call it. It was a normal thing. You wore a cap or a hat in the street. Now, the goy, when he came home, he took his hat off. So for a Eid, to go in the street, to walk around, and then when he comes home, to take it off, that's a chukas a goy. Zot the Taz, Mamshalav Chukas HaGoyim. Zot Ramosha, but Biyomeinu, that the Goyim walk around without hats, without caps. You don't walk around the street with a cap and come home and take it off. You just don't wear it, because we don't have this whole, by us, the Goyim, we're not interested in covering the heads. And a person who won't cover his head, Bechlal, there is no Taz. Well, the Yerushalayim to our couple, but the Taz isn't there anymore. Akhbarim, the Taz is, it's all here in Simon Chas. I'm just saying it agav because of the, how Ramosha touches the Taz. So what's the Bal Ituf hold? You don't need to use whole Ituf. You wear it, sometimes above your head, sometimes not above your head. That is Ituf. Not the Beis Yosef. Got two reasons. First of all, he says that Minebe, if you look in the Sugya there, this Gemara Moed Kotlin which we brought, he says Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who held, they have to do a Tifas Yishmeidim. And Rav argues. Now, everyone knows, got Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what do we do? This is a grace of Yisod. When it comes to Momenus, we take Shmuel. But that's Chosha Mishmot. When you're talking about Isurim, or Rechaim, and other places, we take Rav. So if you ask me, what Atifa should I do? Talk about it, I've got Machlokas Rav, Machlokas Shmuel. This grace of Atifa is Shmuel, and what's Shmuel? We're not talking about Momenus here, we're not Chosha Mishmot. You can take Rav. You wear it over your head, not over your head. That's a normal way of wearing a talis. Number one, Zot the Bessis have got another reason, which he found in what he calls Rabbeinu Agod Maria Bov. He likes to quote Maria Bov, really, he wrote a Pirush on the Torah before the Beis Yosef. And then the Beis Yosef wrote his Pirush. And Mishlamayim came out, the Beis Yosef's Pirush was the one who stayed with Klal Yisrael. But the Beis Yosef quotes in the old time as Rabbeinu Agod. And then he says that this reason of Rabbeinu Agod, the Maria Bov, he found the Baleto himself speaks it all out. And the Baleto speaks out that it's clear from the Lashon of the Torah that Ashat Chasebol, that the mitzvah tzitzis is not itof. The mitzvah tzitzis is to wear tzitzis. Right? We wear a baguette, a girdle or cotton with two tzitzis in all four corners, and four corners. Ashat Chasebol doesn't say anything about itof. You've got this the whole Gemara, Tifsi Shmeilim, Eino Atifa. That's all about Avelos. When it comes to Avelos, that was always the minig. Till today, I've had in the Sephardi places, Teiman, these places, they take do it. When you say Avelos, you have to take they wrap themselves around over the head and around the mouth. That's it. The whole Atifa, al sofom yate. Yeah, that's the Lashon by Avelos. So this whole in and out of Atifa is only by Avelos. When it comes to mitzvah tzitzis, meduk and psokim that you have to wear your tzitzis, and it's anything about Atifa.
So why is it made the brochel isatev?
Oh, so the question is why make brochel isatev? So of that, he brings, the Baleto speaks out. The Afal Gav, the brochel isatev. Kisui. So what's this dalet here? 1 minute. Tzachloim Lashon Kisui. Lashon Kisui. I think man's a bit more correct than this one. Right, Lashon Kisui Dechsev Ashet Chasebo. So he says Lashon Lehisatev doesn't have to mean Atif Shmeilim. When you're talking about in Avelos, and I use you the Lashon of Ituf, and Avada, we know in Avelos, I use the Lashon Ituf, that means wrapping yourself around with it, over your head, around your face. But when it comes to Tzitzis, and I use the Lashon Ituf, all it means the Lashon of Kisui, Dechsev Ashet Chasebo. It's one of the Psukim of Pasuk Tzitzis, Torah says Chasebo. Sheminik bnei Adam, Shemachas Miksusam, Mahalchim. But it's going to scare, right? You don't walk around all day wrapped around. Pon Megillah Rosh, Pon Mekisah Rosh. Much like the same notion of the Baal Ittul. So the Baal Ittul says that the whole Gemara Moed Cotton is all by Avelos, the whole Ittul, number one. And then he carries on the Loshon HaBrochel Isatif. He's also not worried about Loshon Isatif, just means Kisui. As long as you're wearing your talis, you're wearing your Arab Akamphus, that's good enough. Right, so we've got divided two shittas. Shitta number one was a great Atifa. We're all busy with Atifa, Sishma'elim. You wrap it around you, throw it around you, which we'll soon see exactly how to do it, because if we're all doing it, it's good to do it properly. And then that's Baal Ittul, he said it's a Gemara Moed Cotton, you've got a Shmuel there, and you've got the Lashon HaBrocha. And then the Beis Yosef says, Baal Ittul says, Nishtazoi, Lashon HaBrocha just means Liskasos when it comes to Tzitzis. And the whole Gemara is, Atifa is all by Avelos, doesn't come to Tzitzis, right? So that's all by Talis Godel, that's number one. Then he goes right to, that's by Talis Godel. Now the question that comes to Talis Cotton gets more complicated, because Talis Cotton is a little bit harder to start doing Atifa. Yeah. So there, first, the Torah doesn't say very much about it, but the Beis Yosef brings from the Rishonim. So he starts with the Motcha. The Motcha says, "Hani talisus ketanim." If you're just wearing a talis cotton, right, which you wear over you, Doctor, eino me'amufcha. First of all, le'mikresh t'chasebo, because kipshuta you have to have it a little bit over your head as well, which we saw that Loshon, even the Baal Ittul's maskim has to be over your head at some point. So the chasus, and so he says, it's not me'amufcha to wear a talis cotton. It's not the ikar mitzvah. Void, he says, similar dovo, shon mevoch v'nisatif betzitzis. When it comes to talis cotton, you can't do that ituf. Meila, the modcha was kara tago, people just wear talis cotton, he's not sure about it. Right, he says the Loshon here, it was a sofok by him. What you should do with the talis cotton, can make a brocha, you can't make a brocha. So the Beis Yosef, he found the Nimuka Yosef, who goes against the modcha. Kosav listo tainus edu. He knocks off all the tainus of the modcha. And the Nimuka Yosef says, that Shura Sadin, the Torah said, wear tzitzis, means you're wearing Arab canvas. There's no kisui, there's no ituf, doesn't matter. The Torah said, ksuscha, you've got any ksus, which has got four corners, however it may be, whatever that ksus is, We buy a special ksus because we don't have four corners in any of our ksus. Ksus is matched for anything. Ashat echasibah, again, that same lashon we saw before. Nothing to do with the tifsa roish, mevela, the talis koth, navada, yotza. And he holds he could even make the normal bracha of lesat v'titzis. Daka Moshe says, mekol mekoyim, it's a mitzvah and a mufcha to do a proper tifa. Mevela, talis koth, you can't do that tifa. And then it's on the Daka Moshe, the minig is not to make lehisatif on the talis cotton that we didn't do when we were young. The mitzvah is, we say our mitzvah sitzis. It's not v'ein levat le minig. You should stick to that, the new bracha. This is the Mukiyos, and Mukiyos himself says, le maisi brings the Mukiyos. Again, Mukiyos is the one who held you on the kind of mitzvah sitzis. But the Mukiyos himself says, the come talis cotton should change the bracha. So again, so we've got here talis godl, and mechorix how to do it. Now when it comes to talis cotton, it's a bit difficult. Even to do the balayit or throwing over your head is also difficult because it doesn't belong over the head. It's nothing. It's a thin, long thing with a big hole in the middle. So the whole atif when it comes to talis cotton, doing any of them is very hard. So the modcha held, it could be bechal, not mechan, since it comes to talis cotton. And the mechorix says, about you are. After we came, the mechorix said, we changed the bracha. The bracha is a mitzvah tzitzis, so mele, although he's not wearing talis godl at all, I tell you what, it's very negah for those who are married and those who are wearing talis from whatever age they were wearing, is Erev Shabbos, that's the time, I think once a week, those can chap around this mitzvah, this grace of brocha. On Erev Shabbos, when you're changing over from your tzitzis of weekday to Shabbos, if you are changing, you can make a brocha. It's a new pair of tzitzis. You can make the brocha mitzvah tzitzis. Somebody told me a few weeks ago that he would still like to make this brocha. He knows about it for the last few years, and he always forgets. He hasn't yet found an Erev Shabbos that he's remembered. So I could offer to send him a text. What?
A knot in them.
A knot in them, and on his tzitzis on Shabbos, and I'll remind him. Those, yeah, we're going to see soon at the end about this tying a knot, yeah? To remember all the mitzvahs, you have to tie things, but to tie things in a way that you remember what you're doing. Right, so this is the Torah, the two ways. Now, opening the mechaber taka paskins, it doesn't bring the goyim at all. This whole atifa that we're doing, it doesn't bring. Mechaber, see if it brings some ches. He sat up at tzitzis, yivorach ma'omad, he's standing up for his ituf. The Gaon's got interesting remes here. What's the Gaon's remes here? The Gaon's got remes on this standing up. Oh, the Gaon says that we learn standing up from Oime. So the Gaon, the Atzas Hashem le'olam tamud. What does Atzas Ein Tzadik Tov stand for? Ein is the Oime, that's the Mekor, where we stand the Loshon of Koma there, like you have to stand up for the Kol Oime. Tzadik is the Tzitzis, and who knows what the Tov is? Tkias Shofar, right? You've got to stand, you mustn't lean, it's very chomel. Right, we've got Tkias Tum Umad, Tkias Tum Yosha, but the Tkias Tum Umad, you mustn't even lean. Yeah, Machsoim all right inside, you mustn't lean, you have to stand. The person's very shvach, has to work out the halacha. But these are the three places, Atzas Hashem, La'olam Tamud. Oimer, Tzitzis, and Tkia, we stand for. Right, that's who you're standing up for. Lot Mechaber, say that you fall so. You've managed to lash on the ito, Kederach, when he hold on, Shabbos Ksusom, the derech of the person, the way he covers himself over, but Oiskim Melachdom through the day, Pom Mekisurosh, Pom Megillurosh, covered, not covered. Then he adds on the nochon, sheichase roish betalis. Valitul from the valitul's nochon, it should cover your head. Right? So this is the Seda Atifa, which is to wear it and nochon put it over your head. So the Shah Chuba brings that those places which people don't wear it over the head, they wear it normally over the shoulders. So you can go with the minigamok. You don't need to wear it over the head. The Yakos, yes, because they wear the hat hold davening. But in the Shasa Brocha, then he says it's Mamshim Tols, the Minag Tols, Shasa Brocha, you've got to have it over your head. Because in the Ikka Ituf, Yilis Bala Ituf is over the head. The main thing is being over your head. Your Ma'atuf is over your head. So Shasa Brocha, you've got to put over your head. Even the Yakos wear hats like my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and so on. The Gutta Elecha Poshta Yidin, let's call them. They even Shasa Brocha, they throw it over the head. Right? They throw it over the head because that's the Ituf over the hat. Or you take it off, you leave it on. I'm stopping to leave it on, I don't know. They don't leave it on, they leave it on, I think, no? About it, you leave it on, you throw it over your head. Because the Ikka Ituf is to be Mishasa Brocha over your head. Now, so that's the two shitters that we had. So the Mechaber passing the second shitter, Mishasa Brocha, you throw it over, put it over your head, make the Brocha, and then you can take it off and leave it on your shoulder. You can do what you want with it. The Bach says the grace of Shein Azach to wear it over your head your whole davening. But the Shah Chuba says, depends what the Minig HaMochem is. Now, it starts in the Mogan Avraham. What? Like the tefillin shouldn't be covered. Because the tefillin has to be seen, right? Sharosh is v'rol kolam arotz k'shem Hashem nikro alecha. So you put it over your head, and your tefillin Sharosh is still seen. To put it all the way over, some people do that b'shas Shemoneh Esrei, that comes, there is a heterim to do that, but it shouldn't be covering your tefillin, right? The tefillin Sharosh should be seen. This is a this is a portion of the poskim. Now the Magen Avraham comes and he brings this Atif Shmelim. He brings back to him. He found the Ksavim, the Arizal. Says a lot of inyanim in it. The Melech of the Magen Avraham, he reminds of the Goyim, and the Goyim said Atifa is throwing all over all the way over your head. And he says that this: you throw over your head ad piv, all the way down. Kipshuta means all the way down to your mouth. And then he says you take all four tzitzis. Now, to make it as a scarf talis is no use because the Shmeilim didn't put it as a scarf, right? You have to try and, it's a bit difficult because it lifts up. You have to try and keep it on your back as much as you can because the minute it's just a scarf, that's not a Atif Shmeilim, it's not a Levishas talis altogether. As we know, the scarf talis, Magen Avraham says, he brings those who are wearing scarf talis, it's a complete waste of time. Shkan mitzvah sitzin, shkan garnished. Right? It came from whoever made these scarf talis, it came from those people who are lightheaded in mitzvahs good well. Magen Avraham says it's poshut from the post, can be not yotzer. So Mshas Itzuf as well, if you would just squash a whole talis all the way up to your shoulders, it's not wearing the tzitzis b'chlam. Now Atifa is the extra, on top of wearing tzitzis, we're trying to make an Atifa Mshas Abroch. Right, so you have to keep it on your back as much as you can. Now, the way the Magen Avraham says it is, he brings from Radvaz, is you take, you've got the two tzitzis in each hand, now you're throwing over only two, and you're left with shtayim, all four on the tzad smol, all four on the left side. Two Achrov and two Melefonov. Now that's very important, because the Gaon learns in the Ikka Mitzvah Tzitzis is to have two in front and two in the back. It's very sheepish the way Tzitzis in the middle. But since I learned this Halacha, I tried to stop it. Because the Gaon learns the Ikka Mitzvah Tzitzis is Shtayim Lefonov, Shtayim Lachrov. And he brings a Medrash. The Medrash says, very big Medrash, by the Kriyas Yamsuf, because Baruch Hu told the Yamsuf, don't crush down on Klal Yisrael. You know why? They're going to be wearing Tzitzis, Shtayim Lefnehem, or Shtayim Lachrehem. So don't crush them from the front, don't crush them from the back. You stay walls. Why? Because Klai are going to be wearing tzitzis, they're going to throw tzitzis over them. Shtayim lifneim, shtayim lachreim. So Radvaz takes as a loshon b'shas ituf, not the way the Magen Avraham, no, this is the Magen Avraham takes brings from Radvaz, is you throw two over, so you've got shtayim lifneim, shtayim lachreim. Now the Be'etav adds on, and he brings others, what they do is they throw all four. So I take a saw, they are the minig, some people who do take two, throw over, k'tehilach tal adam, 2 seconds, and then they throw the other two, right? Throw two and then the other two. Okay, so the minig in class, I think most people take all four, and they throw it back, and that's the ituf. Now, when it says ad piv, k'pshuto means you throw all the way over to the mouth. Now, other person are not very happy with that, because you're trying to make atif to Shmeilim. Now, the Shmeilim, when they walked around, ma'utuf, they have to see where they're going. Now, if you're putting all the way over your eyes to your mouth, you can't really see where you're going. That's their tailor. So they want to learn, you do it slightly different. You put it only till your eyes, and then the ad piv is round your mouth from the bottom part. That's another way of doing it. But the way the Magen Avraham puts it down is what's the way Mishnah Berurah puts it down, the Magen Avraham from the Mishnah Berurah Vayta is you throw all the ad piv. So the terrace thing the person give is it's not hooded, right? It's not tight. It flaps back and forwards, up to Daradam as you could see, and especially Shmeilim Bein Acholas, those who live between the sands where you've got sand flying in the eyes, they tackle cover the eyes as well. So you have to make sure, Mishmur says to make sure, even if you do it the first, it's Mishmur passings, right? You throw it at Piv, then you take your tzitzis, do two or four, whatever you're doing. But Mishmur says, let's just throw it, stab all the way over. I met someone the other day and I said to him, I watched you throwing your talis, you threw all the way over. I said, you're not doing anything, that's not a Tifsi Shmeilim. You don't need to do a Tifsi Shmeilim. Ikha Loch, you don't need to do it. If you are doing it from the Magen Avraham's Kasavah from the Arizal, that's not the way to do it. I told him a nice way, because once the Mishnah Berurah says this, if you throw it all the way over and you can't see, you haven't even got that option of seeing a little bit, that's not a Tifsi Shmeilim, it's nothing, right? You just throw the tiles all over your head, you cover yourself over, you can't see anything, that's not a Tifsi Shmeilim. Tifsi Shmeilim is all to your eyes, all to your mouth, and let it flap, because it can flap, then you go to the mitzvah. Right, so this is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham reminds us of the greatest Goyim. Shas Abrocha for that second. You take the talis, throw it over your head until your eyes, until your mouth. You get hold of your four tzitzis, you try and not push it too high. And then you throw over all two or all four. The Radvaz says two, you have two in front, two in the behind, and all four. The Gaon, the Maaser Rav, they say, didn't do Atifa. Not Yekha Locha do Atifa. He didn't do Atifa Bechlal. He was very stout with Shtayim and Fon, Shtayim and Achrov. The Moshe, the Gaon in Kriyashma only takes two tzitzis, not all four. Again, it's on the page, the Shai Tshuva brings to take all four. Many people do, the Gaon only took two, because he held that you're ruining the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be Shtayim and Fon, Shtayim and Achrov. That was our schus to get through the Yam Suf, and that's why we're alive today. Had the Klal Yisrael not gotten through the Yam Suf, we wouldn't be alive today. So the Gaon was very, very stout with this. Shtayim and Fon, Shtayim and Achrov. And the truth is, the Loshon of the Ramah later, the Ramah brings this in the end of Sim Yud Zayin. Cotton are you there? Beautiful lashon, he says. Cotton, daf kshidei, the cotton yidei lesatev. Obi v'tzach lichlitzin chanchi. Right, chinuch is when you cotton yidei lesatev. What's the cotton yidei lesatev? What does it mean? Zot deramah yidei latev shnei tzitz lefonov shnei menachrov. He knows to wear it two in front, two behind. That is ituf. Ituf is the wearing of the tzitzis, talis cotton or talis gold, two in front, two behind. So the Gaon holds that's the ikka mitzvah to be two in front, two behind. So Mela, the Gaon Zichah didn't want to do our atifa of all, throw them all four, because if you're the Gaon, you ruin the mitzvah, right? Because I want two in front, two behind. So the Gaon didn't do the whole ituf. Now the Mogen Avraham says that the Ksovim, Grace and Yonim there, they should do the ituf. So we throw over our head, take two in front, two behind, and then you can do all four. That's another way of doing it, two ways of doing it. Mogen Avraham is mashma, you do two in front, two behind, all but tzad smol. Another way is just take all four and throw all four. Right? That's by Tanis Gaon. Now, those who throw over to Tzad Yemin, I've looked around, I haven't yet found any Makor whatsoever for that. Fakat, the Kaf Chaim says it's Dafka B'Tzad Smoil, with his, again, Kabbalistic things. When you're doing a Tifa, we're throwing everything B'Tzad Smoil, all four B'Tzad Smoil. Banging it twice, as Takas Makor. Kaf Chaim is busy with the banging, Taka see people banging, Kaf Chaim says that's a Pikabollah, that you see people Taka doing, yeah? But the right side, I looked around, the Taka saw, because Ketshuva others say there's no Makor at all for it. Fakat, the Kavchan, the Furish, it's all B'tzad Smol. Right? So when you do B'tzad Smol, Mogen Avraham's way of doing it is Shtayim L'Forah, Shtayim L'Achrov, you leave two in front. And the other way of doing it is you do all four. Yeah, so some people like to do two and another two. Most people just do all four. You have to make sure, however you're doing it, till your eyes, till your mouth, not to go too far down, because then you've missed the Oratif Shemayim. Now all that is a Mogen Avraham from the Ksovim. Eka Alocha is like the Bal Eto, is over your head, Shas Abrocha, and then after that, the rest of David Bach says that you should try and keep it over your head. And Shach Shuvah says, depends what the minig is, the minig is to take off, you can take off. And it's always very hot, so the minig is, you see many, many more people who usually take off their head, and then people keep it on more. Again, everyone, kefiah minig ha-mokum. That's unfortunate, Shach Shuvah.
According to the Gaon, if you just do two at the back, then you've got two still at the front, so what's wrong with that, then? According to the Gaon. If you just do one, you don't take all four sits, you just take two.
Yeah, but it seems to me he doesn't like all them tzad smoil altogether. Could be he didn't like that. If be mu'utuf, the Lashon Gemara we said is a person who's mu'utuf for mitzvahs, right? And if you've got all four on the left side, you're not mu'utuf. Besides the Shtayim V'Ochra, there's another Indian to be motive all the way around. The Gaon, even Shas Krishma, only took two, didn't take all four. He held it should stay with the Shtayim V'Ochra. So I saw the Be'alocha says a Lashon on this Shtayim V'Ochra, which the Gaon is very excited about. The Be'alocha says that it's not the Ikar Mitzvah, it's his, I don't know where he's coming from, that's his Lashon, it's a Meile in the Mitzvah to be Shtayim V'Ochra. So Shas Krishma for a few minutes, we take all four, Shas Ito for that 2 seconds, right? Hiluch Dal Adam is 2 seconds. Shas Krishna, which takes a minute or two, 3 minutes, whatever it is, Pikabolas to take all four Shas Krishna. Be'alocha says you don't have to worry every rega to have all Shtayim V'Ochra Shtayim L'Achra, but the Gaon was very stuck with it, and he kept the Shtayim V'Ochra Shtayim L'Achra, Shas Ituf from Shas Krishna, he stuck to it. Moshe, you got these cardigans where you've got, you can have four corners on them. The problem is that all four corners are all in the front, right? They zip up. You can have four beautiful corners. Why is not Chayav Tzitzis? It's possible, because all four in front. And once all four in front, that's not the ikka. The ikka tzitzis is shtayim v'ochra shtayim l'achra. It's the wearing of four corners where you're mu'utuf b'tzitzis. Bringing all four in front, there's no four shemal, there's no chiyuv tzitzis because all four in the front. That's Talis Gaon. Now, when it comes to Talis Koton, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Nemuki Yosef, that you mekayim the Talis Koton, you also mekayim avadi mekayim the ikka mitzvah tzitzis with the Talis Koton. And the Mechaber says you can even make a brach lesatif, like we saw from Eka Din, you can make a lesatif on Talis Koton, because we said lesatif, when you're talking about Avedos, then ituf means ituf, right? Wrapping yourself around. When it comes to tzitzis, we said ituf, the Loshon HaBrach of ituf, we saw from the Rishonim, Bal Ituf, even Mukhi Yosef Chetchila said that, it just means wearing. Ituf by tzitzis means wearing. So Mechaber bets and Paskins, you can make lesatif even on Talis Koton. Ramal brought that from the Mukhi Yosef that we saw, Ramal brings that we saw with Dakim Moshe, that you should, the brach we make is our mitzvah tzitzis, vein l'shanis, right? We stick to our mitzvah tzitzis. Now, the Derech Moshe Taka speaks out this Loshon of the Mordechai, the grace of Milo wearing the Talis Gaon from younger age, some wear it already from 5, 6, others wear it from a mitzvah, and others wear it only from the chasana. So the Derech Moshe is very stuck with wearing it from, at least from the mitzvah, which the Broad brings this down, because for some Rishonim, the whole Talis Koton is missing from the Ikka mitzvah. For the Goyim, the Ikka in the mitzvah tzitzis is the Ituf, and the brocha le'satif means dafka ituf, which with a talis koton very difficult to do it. The Mechaber does say by talis koton some sort of ituf throwing over your head, I'm not quite sure how to do it. Ask the Tamachoch Mitan, he said he doesn't know how to do it, because most of our talis kotons are basically open, he doesn't know how to do it, so he doesn't do it. He's going to with his talis koton, he's happy with that. So the Mishnah Berurah is quite stark actually, they should have a talis at a younger age, at least from a mitzvah to a kandika mitzvah. But the Mogen Avraham brings some aril, this is the minig in a lot of places. In other places, attack of all Talis Gaons from 13, the Yakuz and the Svadim all did, and the others as well. But to those who don't, that comes from Maril. Because Maril found the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, interesting thing, that first of all, only a Nosu wears a talis. Not only that, the Gemara says, this is what we mentioned before from the Yeh, because the Gemara says that only the Rav, Besim was a chutzpah for anyone else in the shul to put his talis over his head. That was for the Rav to do that, no one else. That's a first Gemara, Bachur, Bechal didn't put on his talis garden. And even a Nosu who didn't put it over his head, only the Rav did. They left that for the Rav. And Meila, this is where the minig of many people came from, that the talis gadol fizzled out till the chasna. From this maril, from the chasna you wear talis gadol. And before that you wear talis cotton. But we're saying, ik halacha, we paskin, that the ikka ituf isn't the whole wrapping around. We paskin the mukha yosef, the ikka mitzah is talis cotton. You also get to the mitzah chasna, you've got a beggar with four knofas, a beggar with four corners. You mekan the mitzah. Bechabot mekha dinikim mitzatuf, the minig is not minig, the mitzah sits. It's made on Friday afternoon, can I rank up in this mitzah? Right? Now, in the etim inin of ituf, that the Mogen Avraham brought back the inin ituf, which Klal Yisrael, many people do, most Klal Yisrael, I think, do it, is the Kaf HaChaim says it's mevatel l'kochi etzara, and the Tzvas Emes has got a meridik riches about it. He says a person wraps himself around all his evorim, the first thing in the morning, he's being meshabed himself in gamsen takonish baruchu, right? His whole guf shrouds himself, he throws his thing over and he's wrapped around with his talis. That's Meshavah, the person's guf, and then Gantz Meshavah to Kosh Baruch Hu. That's the Sfasem so excited, the goes to Inyon of Ituf Hagoinim, or Atifis Shmeilim, which is from the Rizal. He says, goes to Inyonim in it, it's Kedai to do it. But we're saying, Ikha Locha, that's not the Ikha Locha. Ikha Locha is to, the Ikha is at least Meshach's Broch, has to be over your head, and the rest of the time, don't need to, that's the Ituf of Tzitzis. I should add on that the, in Apidach Drush, the Kosh Baruch Hu says, the Smak says, Kosh Baruch Hu is reminding us in Mitzvah Tzitzis for three things, right? There's three things Kosh Baruch Hu is reminding us in Mitzvah Tzitzis. He says, number one is Adonai Olam, Kosh Baruch Hu is the Olam Olam. Number two is remembering the Nisei Yamsuf. And number three is the Minyan Mitzvahs. Why? So he says, the Gemara says, you've got Tcheles on the Tzitzis, Tcheles Doim LeYom, Yom Doim LeRikia, Rikia Kisakom, through Mitzvah Tzitzis, we go all the way up to Kosh Baruch Hu. So he says in the Avadi, remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you go all the way up, yeah? You remember the blue, the yang, going all the way up, told Kitzah Kovet, it's Adonai Olam, remember Kodesh Baruch Hu. Through this process, you're remembering Yam, right? Tcheletim Yam, Yam is Yamsuf, remembering the Nisim of Yamsuf. And the Minyan HaMitzvahs is because that's the Bishya. So it brings that Tariyag Mitzvah. So we've got all together, we've got Tzitzis, is a match of Tofresh, if you work out. Tzitzis, 90-10, and another 400, another 400 is 600, right? We've got 100, 104 is 600. And then we've got another 13, Chemesh Aksharim, and 8 tzitzis comes to Tariyad. So the mitzvah, the person who's got his tzitzis on him, reminds of all Tariyad mitzvahs. Now the Ashuk says, the problem is a lot of times person looks at tzitzis and he doesn't remember it. We look at tzitzis and we don't remember it. So he's got Meredik Adiyok in the Loshna Pesukim. Tariyad first starts and says, it's a double Loshna. It says, V'asu Lohem tzitzis. And then it says, V'hayo Lohem tzitzis. So number one, you want to know what's a double lashon. V'asul hem tzitzis, v'ayel chem tzitzis. If you're making tzitzis, you're going to have it. You don't make it to give it to someone else. So if v'asul hem tzitzis, avad you got tzitzis. What's again v'ayel chem tzitzis? V'ayel, it's a shinu lashon here. It starts off v'asul lohem, right? And then it says lochen, more of a lashon yochid, private to each person. Not the alshich moly. A person makes tzitzis, v'asul hem tzitzis, and people make the tzitzis, and he's supposed to remind him shkula kenei kol mitzvos and zeichel and all the greatest zachen. Doesn't remind him. Looks at tzitzis. Doesn't remind him. So the Alshach Kishboch that's telling the Kali Yisrael, not just to make it. It's like the person who wraps a string around his finger to remind him of something. He just stops and wraps it around while he's busy with something else. It's not going to remind him of anything. Because when he wrapped it, he didn't wrap it in a way that he was doing anything with the wrapping of the finger. He has to stop and say to the right, I need to remember tomorrow to do this and this. So I'm going to wrap this around my finger, and he makes a maimed out of it, and he'll remember with the wrapping of his finger, right? If you want to tie your tzitzis on Erev Shabbos to remind you have to do it in a way that your attacker reminds you. So the Al Shah Kushbok starts of Otolem tzitzis. Like Kushbok says, Lochem le tzitzis, a person who's Zoyan mitzvah tzitzis, and he's careful, he's got all the strings, and he's careful, he does the mitzvah. So if it's Dav Sazayin, then Lochem le tzitzis, attacker remind you of a Kushbok, remind you of Issa Yamsuf, and that way, a reminder of all the mitzvahs, and we'll be surrounded with the mitzvahs when we can't mitzvahs, if it's Dav Sazayin. Yeah.